On him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. One of our favorite songs to listen to in the fall is Ben Rector's song, The Thanksgiving Song. He released it back in 2020, but it still resonates even now, 4 years later. But of course, you all remember 2020, don't you? And we thought to ourselves, well, at least things can't possibly get worse. And then, of course, they did. And so Ben sang, fill your plate and fill your drink, put your dishes in the kitchen sink, and let the leftover year just wash away, because we made it through, I do believe, the longest year in history. Thank God that it's Thanksgiving Day. 4 years ago, the year of the pandemic, people lost loved ones, they lost sleep, they lost work. Some even seemed to have lost their minds. And every one of us wanted healing. Every one of us wanted to find peace in the midst of all the chaos. And the businesses of the world knew it. And so, they came up with meditation apps, tinctures, stress-busting gummies. Spending on commercials for all of them is rising amid the pandemic's toll, wrote Sue Robbins. A lethal pandemic and widespread unemployment have coincided with a tense presidential campaign in the U.S., a nationwide unrest, and for the advertising industry, that meant opportunity. If history has taught us anything, it's that we can get through anything, and that beer sometimes helps, the actor Paul Giamatti said in a Coors Light commercial. The narrator of a commercial for First Leaf, a subscription wine club, echoed that sentiment. We're going to need a lot of wine to get through this year. And those commercials were part of an onslaught of ads promising relief in a very stressful time. Online advertisements for Moon Pals, a line of plush toy animals with big, doleful eyes, promised deeper sleep, better cognitive functioning, and reduced anxiety. Vitality Extracts, a company that sold elixirs and trinkets, promised to, quote, lift your mood and relieve tension. Procter & Gamble said that it could turn the stressed life into your best life in recent ads for Stress Balls Gumdrops. Nature's Bounty, a wellness company, promised a way for its customers to find peace in new ads for stress comfort gummies. Gummies and gumdrops, stuffed animals, beer, wine, anything that could help you heal just a little bit, anything that might help you find a little bit of peace. But did they work? Maybe for a little while. You hugged your moon pal, drunk a little bit of beer, chewed on some gummies, and you learned to roll with COVID-19. You hugged, you chugged, and you somehow managed to get on with life until the gnawing sense of anxiety came back. And it always does, doesn't it? Until things went wrong again in our hearts, and all of those old tricks that advertising said was going to fix things didn't work anymore. We couldn't heal. We couldn't find peace. So we went on vacation. We went to the South. We went to Europe. We went camping. And for a while, we found some peace on the beach or in the forest. But then we had to leave our vacation and go back to work or go back to school and right back to the wrongness of life. And we found that all the vacations in the world, all the camping trips, all the flights down south and to Europe just weren't cutting it anymore. So we took a more radical solution. Some of us moved out of the city, out of the province, out somewhere else, anywhere else, maybe out into the country, as Beaudommage dreamed of in their song Le Piquebois. Laisse-moi partir en ville, tape-moi sur ma tête de bois. Piquebois, laisse-moi pas tranquille, Piquebois, je veux plus m'en aller. Don't let me go back to the city. Peck me on my wooden head. Woodpecker, don't leave me alone. Woodpecker, I don't ever want to go back. As long as we can get out of Montreal or Quebec City and get out to the Laurentians or maybe the Eastern Townships or somewhere else, surely there in our perfect cabin, we would heal. we'd find peace. And yes, even that might have worked until it didn't. Until we woke up in our new cabin, far away from the city in the middle of the night, and we remember all those words that we said that we wished we hadn't. We remember that thing we did that we wish we didn't. And those thoughts in our minds continue to terrify us. Oh, if you could read my mind, God, what a terror my thoughts would tell. Is there no man? Is there no God who can heal our wounds? Who can give us peace? He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. He shall bear our iniquities. He shall heal us. He shall announce to us peace. Because he knows what sorrow feels like. He knows what griefs we bear. He knows we all have gone astray and holds us up in prayer. He sees the wounds within our hearts and all our bleeding souls. He died that we might live again. He bled so we'd be whole. If you follow Jesus, you follow him because he heals your wounded conscience. If you follow Jesus, it's because he is the one who brings peace with God. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.